This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you. Yeah, you, everybody listening all over North America. So whether you're at work, you're leaving work, going to work, hanging out with your family, and just trying to chill or relax, thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to be hanging out for 2 more hours. It's a 4-hour show. We get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We've had a busy night, and we've talked about quarterbacks who might be going. We've talked about head coaches who are trying to return. And as we continue on with the show, I'll obviously get to more of your calls. I want to talk about some quarterbacks who haven't even peaked yet, like Joe Burrow. His owner's having conversations about his future, wants to keep him with the Bengals for life, but he knows it's going to come at a cost. It seems as if he wants Joe Burrow to take a discount. You know, earlier on in the show, Shep had mentioned the 49ers and the Cowboys and who's going to be feeling the pressure ahead of their divisional matchup this upcoming weekend. We'll talk about that. And then even in the first half of the show, we had an opportunity to talk about Aaron Rodgers, who is continuing his soliloquies about his future. We have talked about Brett Maher of the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones seemingly has changed his mind from last night after the game to Tuesday morning, where he pretty much said, well, yeah, we'll kind of take our time day by day to see about the kicker. And then we talked about Tom Brady. Obviously, a bad end to the season for him last night as the team just has crumbled around him. The offensive line has been in shambles. Todd Bowles, not the best of coaches. And it appears that Tom Brady's time in Tampa is done. That's not to say his career in the NFL is done. I believe he will certainly continue on. We talked about LeBron James as he dropped 48 points on Monday night against the Houston Rockets as he inches closer to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then we were able to share with you some words from Rob Gronkowski. He says that he was entertaining playing for the Buffalo Bills this past season. It didn't take place. He wasn't in the right mindset. So I don't think we should completely close the door on Rob Gronkowski, as this upcoming season he will only be 34 years old. Although for Rob Gronkowski, the way his body's gotten beat up, yeah, he might be an old 34, so you never know. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find and identify me. I'm on social media. That's at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The phone lines are bumping. We got a lot of people with a lot of opinions on Tom Brady. And so what I want to do, I want to get your phone calls on the air. I'd like you to be very straightforward with what you think Tom Brady should do. And then we're going to talk about this man, Joe Burrow, who is in a different category. Yeah, 20 years younger than Tom Brady. Let's go ahead and start off. Tyrone is calling from Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think Brady should do?
Well, I tell you, good to be with you. I think it's going to be Miami. I just go back to, in the off season where they tried to pair him and Sean Payton up. I think they've already paid the bill, obviously getting fined millions of dollars. Owners got suspended to mid-October, lost draft picks. And I know Carden on Fox Sports 1, he flat out said this morning that, the Dolphins are saying right now they're going to stick with Tua, but that's just easy to say right now. He's pretty sourced and said they will get the first and last crack at Tom Brady. And I've always believed he's got a house in South Beach. His kids live there. Waddle, Hill. I think he'll bring Gronk with him. I think Miami's a no-brainer. I think they're the favorite. The question is going to be, I don't know if they can get Sean Payton there because I don't know if they're going to fire Mike McDonald. Would he play for Mike McDaniel, but I think Miami's the front runner. I think it's Miami-Vegas. I agree with you, but I think – If he can, he would get to Miami over Vegas. But I think both of them, it'll be one or the other.
Yeah, I certainly believe that would be a preference of his as well. Look, Stephen Ross hasn't gone anywhere. Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy. You go to Vegas, the Raiders are cool, man. But the owner he's like an alien. I'm sorry. This is the same man who decided to just wake up and give Gruden a 10-year contract. Here's 10 years, 100 mil. It's like Gruden didn't even necessarily want the job. He was too busy sending emails that indicate that he's a jerk. And he took the job because they offered him a ridiculous amount of money. He gave Mike Mayock a deal and said, oh, yeah, Mike, I love him. I saw him on NFL Network. Here's a job. Be our general manager. And so the Raiders can't. If they were a human, like an actual person, they couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. And so I can't fault Tom Brady. The Dolphins would be my first choice, but I think the Raiders are probably the move. It would also be a massive slap, and maybe the NFL doesn't care. It'd be a slap to the NFL, especially you think about their tampering rules, the fact that Miami has already been punished. And to walk this back 3 years later, to get punished, and then a year later, less than a year later, just still sign Tom Brady, skirting all the rules? Look, I want to hear what that sounds like. 855-212-4CBS. Adam's calling from South Carolina.
JR, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Thank you.
Hey, so originally when I hopped on the line, I was telling your producer – L.A. Raiders made sense to me, but as the break played on, I'm just leaning, whatever he does, I think that if he's coming back to play football, that's probably 25, maybe 30% of what he's doing, but I think there's not really anything else he can do at this point there's nothing he can do terrible or great that solidifies his legacy. So I think he's going to spend his time with his kids. He's lost his wife. I think he's going to cherish those moments now.
Okay. Now let's see if he walks away. Appreciate you, Adam.
Hey, but JR.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to point out one thing about the Philadelphia Eagles. I called back in March when the whole narrative about Jalen Hurts was, oh, we got to see what's going to happen this year. And, we don't know if he's going to be the long-term guy. And I was a big supporter. And I really think that with this cast they've built around him, they're going to win the Super Bowl. If they get Lane Johnson back healthy and he's able to, put a Band-Aid on it per se, I think they have the tools at every position, salary cap wise.
They do. And I love their defense. I love their defensive backs. I'm less worried about the pieces around him being healthy. I've heard the same thing that you've heard, that his arm is fine, his shoulder is fine. And, it's true. The Eagles went into this season, and it's with good reason. He ended last year great. What everyone needed to see was him to continue on to progress. And he's got excellent weapons around him. He's improved as a passer. And we know he is the quarterback. A lot of times you got to go out there and just prove it. And that's what he's done. So I give him nothing but all the credit in the world. And would I be shocked if the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl? No, not at all. But let's see what his shoulder looks like. I appreciate you, Adam. Thank you so much. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, on Gronk, Buffalo Bills still turn thumbs down on him. they don't need him. Their receiving core is good enough. And Tom Brady, as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to see him still play. I beg to differ what you said. You said that his numbers are not that great. 4,700 yards is standout. 47,000 yards and change is standout. 25 TDs is better than average. Nine interceptions. That's pretty standard. You know, that's
no, it's not. Choices. It's not pretty standard. His numbers for where they were. He's throwing the ball and accumulating all of those yards in the air. Unfortunately, this past season, out of necessity, they only won 8 games. When you have Tom Brady having to throw the rock around 40 and 50 times a game, of course he's going to go out there and accumulate yardage. It's not so much about the yardage, but it's about the scores. You know, 25 touchdowns, only 25 touchdowns. When you have a receiving core of Mike Evans and then Godwin coming back off of an ACL, it's subpar. It doesn't mean that he's any worse, because I still think he can go out there and have great numbers and put up great things. But this past year was a low year for Tom Brady, not because he sucks, but because the team is bad. That's my point.
And wherever he goes, he's going to be an asset, not a liability. But yeah. judging by his remarks, he was thanking the media for doing a good job. It sounds like he's going to hang him up pretty soon. And another thing, too, you say he doesn't need the money. He might, because Sam Bankman Fried in FTX, he might have lost a ton. I don't know anything about his financial story, but he might have lost a ton.
Well, Alan, I don't think Tom Brady let's put it this way, okay? I don't know what's in Tom Brady's bank account. I don't know what assets he has. I'm sure he has many of them. I do know that he has a 10-year deal in front of him that will pay him $37 million per. And so I'm just going to take a wild guess here without having to know all of his financial business, because it ain't my business. I'm sorry, Alan. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say it again. I don't think Tom Brady needs the money. Well, he might. FTX. Oh, well, yeah. Well, everybody involved in FTX will get sued and everybody will be broke. I'm sure Steph Curry will be living in an outhouse in about a year. I mean, let's relax a little bit. Mike is calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man? How you been doing?
I'm excellent.
Hey,
what's on your
out.
Mind, Mike?
All right. Long shot, man. Long shot. So, I'm thinking Kyler Murray's down. He'll be gone for a year. Tom Brady's going to retire. He might as well come to Arizona and retire that way. Everybody else comes here retire regardless. So, they got all the receivers. He's going to retire in a year. So he might as well already move here and get all his bags packed and just get down here already.
He's already in Florida. Isn't that the other place where people retire?
Everybody else comes to Arizona. They need a quarterback, man. They might as well do that. You know, they got the new GM. Okay. They're going to get a new coach. Get the quarterback for a year, let Kyler Murray sit behind him and learn. You know, okay. I'm not a Cardinals fan, but if they want to win, they better do that.
I don't know what Kyler Murray is going to learn from Tom Brady unless he sprouts like 6 inches. I don't think there's too much to learn. Steve is here from San Francisco.
Hey, how you doing, JR? I kind of like that last one. I think if he did go to Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald would come out of retirement. But I'm a Minnesota Viking fan, and in the past, they've gotten Brett Favre, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, and Sam Bradford all in their, you know, last years of football. And I think Brady would destination with that offense. He's got a relationship with Kevin O'Connell, the coach, who was drafted by the Patriots and was his backup for a while. And also, he went to Minnesota every year as a kid. His family would drive back there to visit relatives. And he has fond memories of Minnesota, so I think that'd be a perfect destination for him.
Okay. I'm not so sure about that. It sounds like a nice story. I know you as a Viking fan would like it to happen, but wouldn't you say that there are better options out there? No?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard for sure if they're going to move on from Kirk Cousins, but from what I'm hearing, you know, I listen to talk radio all day, a lot of people think they're going to move on from him, even though I don't think it was his fault that they lost. But, you know, he's been there 5 years and they've only had 2 playoff appearances. But
I mean, I hope, you know, with all the quarterbacks in the draft, I hope maybe the Vikings can land somebody like Jay Kaner from Fresno State. And obviously he won't be ready to play right away. And Brady can play there 1 or 2 years, and Jay Kaner can learn from him, and then they can move on from there.
Yeah.
But Minnesota won 13 games. They have a fairly soft schedule next year. They play all the NFC
Steve.
South teams that he's familiar
Steve.
With. Yeah.
Can you play defense?
Their defense is going to get better.
I didn't ask you that. Can you play?
Well, I'm 60 years old.
Well, you might be able to play better defensive back than what they just got from these guys. The unfortunate part about the Minnesota Vikings as well is trying to figure out their cap situation, which also obviously includes Kirk Cousins. So I understand the quarterback issue. I think the most important thing that they need to focus on is stopping anybody. I think that's the first line of any type of evaluation. Their defense was too up and down. Go ask the Indianapolis Colts. Go back and watch that game and tell me what you think about what the Minnesota Vikings can do. That basically encapsulated what their entire season could look like. Living on the edge, giving up a crap ton of yards in the air. I don't care if you're 60 or 70. You'd be able to go out there and do a better job than just, hey, well, let's just bend but don't break, bend but don't break. Well, the New York Giants went out there, and Daniel Jones broke their ass on the ground with his feet. Tony Scola from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, CBS Sports, Pittsburgh. Tony from Greenfield, Mike McCarthy's hometown. Fellas, how do they say he's only a good coach? You won a Super
Tony,
Bowl ring.
Tony.
You got Dallas looking
Tony,
like the best team
Tony,
out there right now.
Your radio.
I know they're going to free.
Oh, God. He got his radio on in the back. Sheesh. Goodness gracious. How about Tony listen to himself, me, and the radio all at the same time? What a difficult one that was. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Joe Burrow. Because there's no question marks about him, his future, and where he goes. With Joe Burrow, it's just a matter of how much. I don't think this is going to be one of those Lamar Jackson situations. Joe Burrow is going to cash out, even though his owner is kind of saying, well, I kind of hope that he takes a little bit of a discount. We're going to hear from Joe Burrow on the other side of the break. We're going to hear from the owner of the Bengals.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show. I love you, brother. I work the graveyard shift, and I listen to you every night. It's a pleasure talking to you, and you be well, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
With all the conversations about the veteran quarterbacks and where they go and where they don't go, we've seen money get thrown around to the young guys. A lot of it. Whether you happen to be Deshaun Watson, we know that Patrick Mahomes got his big deal, a 10-year contract, about 40 per. It looked absolutely ridiculous at the time. We saw Dak Prescott get paid pretty much the same money annually per year. And the quarterback market has exploded. And the next guys up are really going to cash out. And that happens to be Joe Burrow and then Justin Herbert. And you would think and imagine that Joe Burrow and Herbert have been salivating looking at the deals that have been given out to these QBs, knowing that 40 and 45 for an elite quarterback is now the benchmark, knowing that someone like Aaron Rodgers over a three-year deal is making on average about $50 million per. And so if you're Joe Burrow and you just went to a Super Bowl and you have an opportunity and chance to go to another one, like right now, as in next month, man, you are waiting to break the bank. You might say, hey, the market is shifting. I need 50. You might be Joe Burrow and you say, yeah, nah, just how about you give me 55? The salary cap is going to continue to move forward. Everybody's going to make more money. I would say while Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are still out here playing football, I wouldn't be surprised if at one point in time we're playing 18 games. So the money is going to be there. But the big question is, and we've heard this for a long time, as of right now, Joe Burrow, the number one overall draft pick in 2020, is making $9 million. Fourth year of his contract is going to be next year. As of right now, this moment, the Cincinnati Bengals can take the approach of extending his contract when this season is done. And that will be one hell of a jump to go from making nine this year to start moving into the range of about 50 plus. That's a hell of a raise. But when you're Joe Burrow, you go to a Super Bowl last year, you bounce back this year. You have another amazing season. Unfortunately, even though Jamar Chase was missing for a part of it, Jamar comes back and it's just like, let's go on a run. And then you're staring in the face of another Super Bowl. The Bengals historically have been known to be cheap. Mike Brown has been known to penny pinch, to not spend money to try to cut corners. And so right before the Bengals beat the Ravens this past Sunday, he was on the radio locally for Cincinnati, and he told everybody, he's like, yeah, I want him to be here forever. I think his window to win will be his whole career. But when you don't have to pay the quarterback a ridiculous amount of money, then you could pay other players. And it's like, yeah, no duh. We've heard of that. So what are you expecting, a discount? That's what he said this past Sunday. But he's been laying the groundwork for paying or trying to get a discount for Joe Burrow for pretty much a year. Last July, he spoke to the media as well, Mike Brown did, and he pretty much said the same thing. He's like, look, we want Joe Burrow, but we want to keep some other players as well. And maybe if we don't have to give him all the money, maybe we can help out. Take a listen to this from July.
Well, as you can guess, it has occurred to us that this is coming. And that's part of the reason why we're doing the things that you see us doing. We're trying to prepare to find a way to keep Joe here and keep Chase here and keep Higgins here and keep Boyd here, for example. It's going to be a real challenge for us. And I sort of like how Mahomes said he doesn't care about what those guys are getting. He's set for life with what he's got. And why isn't that a good way to look at it, I'm thinking.
Oh, man. Why are you bringing up the competition? If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, what the hell does Patrick Mahomes got to do with me? Pay me. It's like he's been just greasing the spokes and greasing the wheel and letting everybody know that, yeah, I'm going to hope that Joe Burrow just takes a discount, that he doesn't come knocking on the door asking for all the money. And I get it. If the quarterback isn't eating up all of the cap, then you have a better chance at winning because you can allocate those resources elsewhere. I understand. I get it. But what happens when Patrick Mahomes wins another one? What happens when a quarterback making a boatload of money wins a Super Bowl? Does that idea finally go out the window? Does every quarterback, oh, he has to win and get the job done on his rookie deal? So what should the Ravens do? Should the Ravens just tell Lamar, hey, man, go kick rocks? Oh, yeah, we got close and we didn't do it on your rookie deal, so we ain't going to pay you at all. What are the Bengals going to do? They're going to tell Joe Burrow, yeah, we can't pay you, go elsewhere? That'd be a disaster. The Bengals would be just, they would turn right into the Bungles in, within 2 seconds if that happened to be the case. Joe Burrow was asked about his contract and his status and a potential extension a few months ago, and he sounded pretty chill about it. Listen to this.
The market is just exploding. It's crazy, the numbers that these guys are putting up, and I think it's well-deserved. All those guys are playing at the top of their game, and you know they're being paid accordingly. But you know, I'm not worried about it. I like to make jokes about it, but I'm not really not haven't thought about it much right now.
Oh, okay. Well, he is going to think about it. Think about some of these deals that QBs have gotten. Patrick Mahomes in that 40 to 45 range. Josh Allen making 43 per. Kyler Murray is rehabbing. They wanted to put a clause in Kyler Murray's deal where he had to study, and then they rescinded that. Kyler Murray is making 46 per. Deshaun Watson just came back from a ridiculous legal issue, which is still hanging over his damn head. He's making 46. Aaron Rodgers is on average 50. Joe Burrow is supposed to knock on Mike Brown's office. His agent is supposed to call Mike Brown and go, hey, so we want to be here for a long time. Can you give us 10 years, $50 million? Mike Brown is going to fall out the chair. I don't know what he's expecting. Pay the guy what he's worth. To me, it's like Mike Brown is already looking for a discount. So when the time comes, when they get into contract negotiations, so he can play a game in the media and say, well, we tried, but it's difficult for us to do so. Like he's already trying to put pressure on Joe Burrow to say, well, I want to be here forever, so, yeah, I'm going to give the guys a discount. Look, I don't know about T. Higgins, but I know Ja'Marr Chase, he's going to get paid big time. And Mike Brown is right. You cannot keep everybody. It's not going to happen. But I don't think Joe Burrow needs to go ahead and give anybody a discount. How about Mike Brown not be such a tightwad all the damn time and actually continue to build with solid talent? Everybody always got to expect somebody to do their job. How about Joe Burrow play and the Bengals be efficient and good in building talent around him without having to spend buckets of money? We know the quarterback is the most important position. Don't take him for granted. And if I'm Joe Burrow, I ain't taking no damn discount. And if he does, God bless him. Not everybody has played a million years like Tom Brady where you just go, oh, yeah, well, I'll play for 25. I hope Joe Burrow gets all the damn money that he can get. Justin Herbert, too. A discount? You can screw a discount. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It seems that's what the Bengals are hoping for. But do you believe Joe Burrow should take a deal? Do you think Joe Burrow should leave money on the table whenever he receives his new contract just to help out the franchise? I say hell no. Take your money and make them find the talent to make things work. Somebody's going to win a damn Super Bowl with a big quarterback contract. Who knows? It could be Mahomes this year. If I am Joe Burrow, no discount. Pay me. What do you think?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's Too Short playing in the background. Yeah, blow the whistle. Yeah, I gotta be careful on the words there. But yeah, blow the whistle. Anyway, Too Short was at the White House today. What the hell was Too Short doing at the White House? He was there with E-40. He was there with my main man, Sway Calloway. My other man, Mr. FAB, all from Oakland, from the Bay Area. Why the hell were they at the White House? Because the Golden State Warriors were at the White House. Because Steph Curry was at the White House. Because they just won an NBA championship. And so before I get to your calls about Joe Burrow, I want you to hear Joe Biden introducing Steph Curry today at the White House. Take a listen.
My honor to introduce someone I really admire. Not just as a player, but as a person. We all know the state line of championships and MVPs. We see the highlight reels, one of the sharpest shooters to ever play the game. But when you watch Steph Curry play, you can also see a man of character who puts in the work, who walks his faith, who loves his family, and brings people together as one of the great sportsmen of our time. Besides that, the only thing he and I really have in common, we both married way above our station. Way above our station.
Yeah, I wonder who writes this stuff for the president.
It wasn't Joe?
Yeah, well, I don't know what he's writing. But anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about another Joe, Joe Burrow. This man is eligible for a contract extension after this season. He's making $9 million this year. If they decide to pick up his fifth-year option in the subsequent following year, it's probably going to be approximately $30 million. If they don't come to a contract agreement, if they decide to franchise tag him in a few years, you're going to have to pay him about $50 million. And historically, the Bengals have known to be cheap. Their owner, Mike Brown, has already started to kind of seed it out there over the past year or so since they went on the Super Bowl run that, yeah, you know, I hope Joe understands that, you know, we can pay other people too, you know. Maybe he can be like Patrick Mahomes and, you know, take a little less, even though Patrick Mahomes is making 40 to 45 per. And it's like, damn, bruh, you're already negotiating in a press trying to be cheap. Let Joe Burrow make his money. And you don't be such a cheap bum in trying to keep and acquire other talent. Is it much more difficult? Yes. But here's the deal. Everybody's making money. Are you smart enough to actually utilize it? Are you smart enough to utilize the cap space? And so if I'm Joe Burrow, I ain't taking no discount. Kyler Murray is making 46 on average per year. Aaron Rodgers is making 50. You better slot me there somewhere in between or maybe give me a little more than Aaron. We know what he's making is just way past what he should probably get. He's being paid, please kiss my ass money. If I'm Joe Burrow, I ain't taking no damn discount. Because I don't think he gets paid, and that means they have to go into the toilet. It means the team will justify them going into the toilet. Joe Burrow, get all your money. Not everybody is Tom Brady. Not everybody needs to say, oh, well, this is, I will only take $25 million. Man, go get paid. NFL teams don't give a damn about you. If you can stretch them out for some money, then go get it. And I understand. What's the difference between 44 and 47? What's the difference between 47 and 50? Yeah, $3 million. But the fact is, a lot of it comes down to respect and principle. There's a hard knock life out here. And I think the Bengals just stop with the public seedings of negotiations. Get out of it. Go get all your money, Joe Burrow, all of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Joe Burrow should take a discount? I say hell no. Tony Scala from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, J.I.? I'm riding along with you. I don't think he should take no discount, man. It sounds like he about to lose a quarterback. And on top of that, if I'm Joe Burrow, his agent, and Jamar Chubb's agent, I'm like, yo, we should have a plan B because we cannot get two for one. There are plenty of owners out here starving for a combo like that, man. I'd love to see him let them boss this up, man. I'd love to see them two-man go to Atlanta, man. What you think?
Oh, well, that's a hell of a fast-forward button. I think Joe Burrow is going to stick around, and I think the same of Lamar. I think, see, Lamar Jackson is so far ahead in his negotiations at this point. When I say so far ahead, I mean in regards to his option years. I just think the Ravens are in too deep, and it would be disastrous. This really only boils down to Lamar Jackson and what he wants to do. I don't think it will get there the same type of way with Joe Burrow. But I think Joe Burrow's going to stay in Cincinnati.
I hope so, man. Because these owners are cheap, man. They gotta pay these dudes, man. All that Tom Brady, let me do what's best for the team, and you know I'll give you the, let me take less and spread it out, man. That's done. Them days are done, man. These players are trying to get paid, and these owners better pay. I know Cincinnati better pay this man, because I guarantee you, if he leaves, Chase is leaving. They can go somewhere together, man. There's some owners out there that's willing to dip into their pockets, man, and pay them.
Oh, well, come on now. And thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. We got the Walton family, who now own the Denver Broncos. They wasted no time giving Russell Wilson his own deal, and we saw what happened this past season. So there are plenty of people who want to pay. And how many people are just walking around in professional sports saying, yeah, take this? Especially guys on the first deal. It don't work that way. Guys want to make major money and major cash. Period. You want to go ahead and get that first money. And I'm sure, look, Joe Burrow being guaranteed approximately $36 million. Man, he's good. He's fine for life. But you know what happens on that next deal? You and your kids are not just fine, and your current family ain't just fine. Hopefully, everybody who comes down your damn bloodline will be fine. Generations fine. And so if I'm an NFL team and $3 million, $2 million, you know, for them, is it going to make a difference on the roster? Probably not. So pay me. Tom Brady stuff out of here. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, Jay, let me tell you, I think you're wrong. I think you prove your own point by saying, you know, what's the difference between $45 million and $47 million? Well, $2 million, and that $2 million can add to your playing performance because you're giving that money out to other people. I say take the page out of Tom Brady's playbook and do it. He got the longevity out of it. He got the receivers he needed. It so worked for him, and I think it's a bright idea, and I probably, a lot of players respected him from it. He had that kind of confidence. I think it's foresight probably he had to be able to do that, and I thought it was great. And, you know, here's another thing.
Hold on. Before you go on, the first part of what I said doesn't prove your point. It proves my point that if you want to go ahead and take a look at a small difference of $1 to $2 million or $1 to $3 million, that's not substantial enough to go out there and make some type of mind-blowing change in the NFL. If I want to go ahead and look at the running back market, of which a lot of people find those pieces to be replaceable, you can get a running back on a rookie deal later on in the draft, not have a large commitment, and you have a solid piece to build with. If you have to pay a big-time running back, he ain't coming in on a $1, $2, $3 million deal. These guys, the dual threats like Christian McCaffrey, these guys are making $15 to $16 million per. And so to utilize Tom Brady, I really feel is very, very easy. Hold on a second. Dave, okay. I didn't interrupt you, and I let you say a lot.
Okay, thank
you. There's one Tom Brady. There's one of him. It's things called an outlier. And Tom Brady didn't just say early in his career, I'm just going to give up cash and have foresight. He's not an oracle. He had one of the best careers ever. I don't necessarily think it's the blueprint. And if I'm Joe Burrow and I got to look at what the 46-year-old guy started doing in his mid to late 30s, that ain't got squat to do with me.
Well, you know, what about the players perhaps respected him enough to, you know, he may have generated within that team, and I don't know, wasn't there, none of us were there to know so much.
I can ask him so much,
I think they became willing to become part of something bigger, and they didn't all go for the throat.
That is a once in a lifetime type scenario, and I wasn't there, but I can certainly call and ask people who were there, like the McCourties, who I have a very good relationship with. Here's the situation. That was much more about Bill Belichick and how he managed that team and the type of players that he wanted to bring in. And Tom Brady helped out, and God bless him for doing so. But we can't say Tom Brady just left all this money on the table and Bill Belichick didn't get ready to cut everybody and their mother before their expiration date came. Come on. Well, Tom Brady did it, and Tom Brady got so much more respect from the other players. But you know what these players care about? Their own damn money. Ain't nobody running around looking at Tom Brady going, oh, man, thanks to Tom Brady. Thank my God. They don't care if it's the Jaguars, the Bengals, the Jets, the Chargers. Who is writing me the check before the NFL gives me the boot? Joe Burrow, get all your damn money. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. No discount. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.